Welcome to the In Every Place podcast, the show that brings you the story beyond the headlines of what God is doing around the world today. Thanks for joining us. We hope you enjoy today's episode.
Honor that you take the time to be a guest on the podcast here. So I would love to hear what's your backstory. Where are you from, and how did you come to the Lord? And since that call to full time ministry overseas.
Actually, I was born in a pastor family, but I'm not a good Christian. Yeah, but after I and my wife, we graduated from the college, we have heart to serve God. We studied in seminary. And after that, we used the very traditional way to share gospel and start the church. But we also have a heart for, like, be a foreign missionary. But until we moved to the States, and then we pastored a Chinese church in Fort Worth, Texas. Mm. And you know, the God gave a chance from the IMB, from the International Mission Board, from Southern Baptist Convention. They call us be a missionary, so we answered the calling, and so they sent us, went to Hong Kong. Actually, during that time, we still use very traditional way to share gospel, until year 2000, that's the end of 94, we went to Hong Kong. But until year 2000, God called us, change our field from Hong Kong, get into the big country. Mm. During that time, we just find out our new mission area, only three cities, very near Hong Kong. But we find out the population includes the factory workers, over 20 million. So when we prepare a, you know, the 3 years master plan, the strategy plan, so we just think about, you know, in next 3 years, how many people we can lead them become to Christian, and how many churches we can start in next 3 years. So we just find out, you know, for two of us, the result is too limited, because before in Hong Kong, every year only can, like, you know, 40, 50 people become Christian, and only one new church. But when we think about, if we face over 20 million population, if next 3 years, only 200 new believers, or only three churches, it's the number too small. So we just pray. And, you know, actually during that time, there have been a sentence. It's really touched my heart. Mm. You know, the sentence talk about today, how many people in my city can hear the gospel today? You know, how many of the people in my city can hear the gospel? It's really touched my heart. So Grace and I, we pray and pray and pray until one day in the midnight, we just find out the best strategy. Actually, it's in Jesus' Great Commission. You know, Jesus gave us his idea. He said, you need to go to share gospel to all nations. But honestly, from our childhood, we can memorize the Bible words, but we never obey the Bible words. During that midnight, we just find out we need to totally obey the Bible words, you know, the Jesus' Great Commission. You know, it's commission. We need to obey, right? And we read again, then we find out, first Jesus said you need to go, not come. But because before, we always want to invite people come over to our church, but it's very difficult to invite people to come. But Jesus said, no, you need to go out to find the lost. You cannot lock the door. You're only meeting inside. You lock the door. You need to go out to find the lost. Like, you know, even when Jesus after Jesus crucified, when Jesus risen again, those disciples, they're meeting together. They still lock the door. They're meeting inside the room because they're scared, you know. But we need to go out to find out. So we just find out. We need to go, not waiting people to come, to find the lost. The second, Jesus said, shake up to all nations. But before, we was wrong. Every time we try to share gospel with somebody, we always choose people to share with them. You know, we find, oh, those, maybe, you know, this person is more easy. He already, maybe, we think he more easy to talk. We choose him to talk. You know, but Jesus said, share gospel to everyone, like the farmer sowed the seed to everywhere, right? Don't choose. Mm-hmm. And number three, Jesus said, make them be my disciple. That's very important thing. Jesus now say, okay, let me be my follower. Let them be my church members. No, not like this. Jesus say, let them be my disciple. It's very clear order. So we must lead everybody be a disciple. It's our goal. Not only lead them to know Jesus, you know, not enough. Let them be a Jesus disciple. So what mean disciple? We just think about. Then we find out. The only way we need to train everybody become the trainer to train others. Once you can train other people, you can grow up, be a disciple. If you never train other people, you only believe in Jesus. You enjoy the life, you know, enjoy the church life, you know. But you never train other people, so you cannot be a disciple. So we need to train everybody become the trainer. During that time, gave us an idea. We will train everybody become the trainers to train others. So training for trainer, you know, we start to use this. Then Jesus said, baptizing them by Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit name. We all understand baptism, like our Christian testimony, right? So we just find out in our new area, it's very limited can share gospel. Government not allow you to share gospel. But we think about, oh, yes, we can teach everybody use your own story to share Jesus' love. Anytime, anywhere, you can share your own story, right? So we will train everybody use your own story to share Jesus' love. Number five, Jesus said, what I teach you, you need to also teach them and let them to obey. So number five is we need to train everybody become the trainer until they can train others. So train them. You know, we cannot only lead them become Christian. We need to train them become the trainer to train others. So number six, obey. If we all understand Jesus' Great Commission, but without obey, will nothing happen. The only way we can receive Jesus' promise, Jesus says, surely I will be with you until the end of the age. You know, Jesus very positive talk to us, surely I will be with you. But how we can receive the promise? The only way is obey. So in that midnight, Grace and I, we just find out we know Jesus' Great Commission for many, many, many years, but we never totally obey. But we need to obey. So we need to train everybody, become the trainer to train others. The only way we can do it. So after that, when we went to our new field, we change our mind, we change our way, you know, we train everybody. And then we talk about, yes, in the whole world, actually only two different people, right? One is lost, one is safe. For the safe person, we train them become the trainer, be a disciple. Immediately train them be a disciple. Cannot let them only like a church members. You know, they need to be a disciple, be a trainer. For the lost people, we need to share Jesus' love with them, then lead them become Christian. Then immediately also train them become the trainer to train others. So we use this way. So we went to our new field area. In any church, any district, any place, you know, it's house church or open church or in the factory or in the school, anywhere, we train everybody become the trainer. We use this way. We just find out the result totally different. Actually, our first training group, only 30 farmers, you know, very rural area, small church. And only 30 farmers, they are not high education. You know, some is graduated from the American school, some no education. some graduated from high school, but we train everybody to become the trainer. We teach them two things. First, list all the name list for you. You know, you need to think about people relate to you. Your mm-hmm. family person, your relative, your neighbors, anybody you know them, but they are non-Christian, write down their name. Make your name list. You know, you have name list. You can pray for them. Then you have target. You know who you can share with them, mm-hmm. right? So we ask everybody write down their name list. Then we like them to choose 5 person, make group 1, 5 person, group 2, because we give them a target. You know, I need to make decision from today, every week, at least I will share with 5 person. You know, give them the name, give them the target. You know, they have group. So we can pray for them name by name. You know, very detailed how to God. And with second thing, we like them to write down their simple story. Not too long, because everybody very busy. There are no time to listen your long story. You need your story. Only 1 minute is enough, you know. And teach them write down their story and the practice until they feel comfortable. They can talk to other people, share with other people, very naturally can share with other people. And also teach them how to share Jesus' story, you know. So after you share your story and share Jesus' story, and then we tell them they have another very, very important thing. When you share your story and Jesus' story with any people, please don't ask for permission. You know, the good news just give to them. If you ask, people will say no. You know, you give chance, people say no. But the good news we just give to them, you know. So we like them to learn how to share their story and the Jesus story, and you know, directly give to people. You know, so if you pray first, Holy Spirit will work with you together. You know, that's very important thing. You know, so we give them the idea if we obey Jesus' Great Commission. And the most important thing, we need to work with the power of Holy Spirit. Without Holy Spirit power, we cannot do anything. Like, you know, Jesus talked to his disciple. Yes, your heart waiting to do many, many things, but your body is weak, you know. So you cannot do it. But you need to receive the power of Holy Spirit. Then you can be my witness. So after we receive the power of Holy Spirit, what we can do? We can witness Jesus, can be Jesus' witness, right? So that's really important thing. We like them to learn how to pray, how to pray for the lost people, for your name list. You know, if you pay the price to pray for them, then you will find out the result totally different. So we encourage them. And have them in the first, you know, in the beginning, they say, no, we cannot do it. Before we tried, but never worked. But we say, no, right now different. You know, we pray together, we practice together, you know, we practice until they all feel comfortable. So you say, you try, you know. I remember during that time, I share with them, you know, if you try 100 person, maybe only one person listen to you. Just thank God. It's good. At least they have one person listen to you, you know. So maybe no any person want to believe in Jesus, but you continue to try. You know, once Holy Spirit work, prepare people's heart, the result will be different. So, you know, actually the first week from the 30 farmers, after 1 week they come back. 11 person share gospel. The first week, they already... from the 70 people, they only 11 person share gospel. But from the 11 person share gospel, they already lead over 20 people become Christian, you know. So it's very encouraged to each other. You know, one of the older farmers by himself lead 11 person become Christian. You know, it's good. Somebody no result. Somebody only one. Somebody, you know, two. But the old farmer did 11 person become Christian. He's very encouraged many other people. So that old farmer liked the person of peace. Then we share with them, you know, what it means for the person of peace. So we use the old farmer, for example, encourage everybody. So very encouraged, you know. Mm. So the other people also, you know, is receive the encouragement. They're waiting to try. After 3 months, you know, from the 30 farmers, they lead over 200 new believers.
Wow.
Over 200 new believers, 27 small group, they start. So it's very encouraging, also encourage them. And we use this way to anywhere, we use this way to do it. We just find out the result totally different, you know. So it's very encouraging, very encouraging. During that time, you know, many factory workers, many the college or high school, even elementary school, you know, teacher or student, they all use this way. They feel very easy, can share gospel and share love. You know, many our trainer is elementary school teachers. In the classroom, they say, hey, today I want to share my story to you first. You know, teacher can share story. You know, the student love to listen. Then they say, after school, if you love to learn more, you can stay. I will teach you singing and give you more stories. So they train many elementary school students in high school, in the factory, in college, many of those kind of testimony. So it's really, really encouraged us. Some, you know, person of peace, they can lead hundreds, you know, 700 people become Christian in one
wow.
year. So it's we cannot image we can do it. But then we just find out, you know, because we obey Jesus' Great Commission. I remember
wow.
during that time in IMB, you know, our trainer, you know, some IMB missionaries say, hey, Ying, you know, usually other people, 3 years, they have the result. In 3 months, you already have the result, like other people, 3 years result. I said, no, not from us, because we obey Jesus' Great Commission. If you obey Jesus' Great Commission, also, you can get the same result, because it's Jesus' promise. It's Jesus' strategy. We use Jesus' strategy be our strategy. So we can do anything, because Jesus said, if you have faith, you can do anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we just use this way. So we encourage ourselves and encourage people beside us. Yes, some place is no result. Yeah, but we are not surprised, because even Jesus, in his hometown, people not welcome him, right?
Right.
So
yeah.
some place, no result. Yeah. Some place, you know, huge result. We never know. So we just continue to work, you know. So God really opened the door for us and thank God. And from the year 2000, the end of year 2000, but until now, over 20 years, already 20
wow.
years, you know. So, but God really helped us. And right now, over 20 years, the T4T already used in the whole world, over 180 different country and area. Every year, for we understand, over million people's life changed, you know.
Wow.
Actually, in the beginning, you know, Satan really want to stop our work, you know. During that time, we don't know anything. In the end of 2000, we started our work in November, but in December 19, that day, I remember, December 19, when I training in a factory, you know, I'm not finished my training. I just find out, Savior policeman stand outside the door waiting for me. I don't know what happened, but somebody sue me, you know, report me. So after I finished my training, the policeman coming, he said, you against the law, you cannot share gospel inside the factory. to the religious officer's office, you know. So I think, oh no, I just work here only 1 month. I already finished my work. They will keep me out. Yeah. But the religious officer was mad at me. He hit the table and mad at me. And many people stand over there. And I just, you know, pray. I don't know what I can do. I didn't say nothing. I just listened. But after around maybe 10 or 15 minutes, I forgot. And suddenly he say, everybody, go. Go out. So I think, oh, I can go. But he said, you stay here. Then when everybody went out, he changed his face. Very nice talk to me. He said, close the door and sit down. I feel very strange. I close the door and sit down. Then I ask them, what happened? Then he talked to me very, very gently talked to me. He said, he point his heart. He said, you know, this time I will protect you because in here I'm Christian.
Wow.
You know. And I don't know. What happened? Then he gave me his testimony. He said, six years ago I got colon cancer. And the doctor already announced me I only way to die. No way can help. But two pastors from the Open Church come over to hospital. They pray for me and they share Jesus' love with me and Jesus healed me. So I have new life until
now.
Wow. Because I'm party member, so I cannot announce I'm Christian. But in here, I'm Christian. So this time I protect you. So he teach me a lot. So God really protect us. You know,
wow.
Satan won't destroy our work. But God will send angel protect us. So thank God. Right now in the whole world, many, many, many testimonies. You know. So yesterday I just got the report from Myanmar. Myanmar, our work over there. This year very difficult, right? This year many virus. But he said under the COVID-19, they have 12 teams. Of course, Myanmar this year have 15 150,777 new baptism and 740 house church
and started totally, throughout Myanmar this year.
Yeah, and totally. 3,628 person professions of faith, you know.
Wow.
So like this testimony everywhere, you know, every day, every year we receive many, 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 many good reports, good results to us, you know. For us, we cannot do anything, but for God, nothing impossible, right?
Yes.
So you know, many, 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 many good news, you know. Even right now, it's a very difficult time, but God still use many, many people working to whole different place, you know. So
yes.
I thank God. God really use us. Like you said, before you serve with White Wing, we also work with White Wing many, many times. Last year, September, we went to the Kona, you know, in Hawaii. Which
wonderful.
Yeah, White Wing, where the university, you know. Many White Wing trainers, you know, I trust they are in the whole world, many, many places. They work for God, you know, everywhere. You know, so thank God. God opened the door for us. Many, many, many places, you know. Really, you know, we cannot image. We can do that work, you know. So we thank God. Yeah, that's our testimony. Sorry, talk too much.
No, this is absolutely amazing. And that's what I was so hoping to hear of what you shared over what sounds like a revelation from Jesus in the Great Commission, simple obedience to what he has said, and what even what you, I love how you said, we could sing the Great Commission, but we finally just obeyed it. And next thing we know, Jesus is doing so much. And that's been the story over the last 20 years. And now you and your wife are living in the States. And so are you primarily now just serving and training people all around the world? Or are you also doing works here in the United States? Or what are you primarily, obviously with COVID-19, what have you been able to do over the last year and obviously staying up with so many things of what God's doing around the world, like what you just shared in Myanmar? But how has it been applying some of these things even here in the States?
Yeah, we still use, you know, last year we still have many chances we use the video or audio, you know, we're still training the whole state and the whole world. And, you know, we work with many different organizations like Global Gate, like Ministry Partner, like the CUT, you know, Campus Crusade.
Yes.
And many different organizations work with them and it's with, you know, so we're still training many places. So thank God. We never stop. Yeah.
Yes.
God gave us a lot of chance. Yeah.
That's amazing. And so hearing reports, and maybe a final question for you is, so with where you were working and what you were sharing about the older farmer, things like that, what's the last report that you've heard from those three cities as far as what's currently going on? Here we are, you know, 20 years later. What do things look like now?
Okay, so the actually in 2012, we got trouble. We cannot went back to China, so we left. But we still have many our other coworkers. Sometimes they will send us news or some picture. They say, "Hey, I found your another fifth generation leader here. I found your trainer here." No, so it's good. We trust God. They still, you know, did very good job and. You know, this is not our work. You know, we don't want to show up like how many members, how many, but, you know, everything we trust God.
Yeah.
You know, so we love to listen and, you know, actually nonstop, we listen our brother from Hong Kong, from many places they share with us and from Australia. You know, they share with us, you know, so many good report. So we right now we don't know exactly number, but we understand they still continue to going. They never give up.
Yeah.
Even right now, very difficult time, but they can use any way to share gospel. Yeah.
And just share his story of his love. Yeah.
They have more persecution, you know. God's word will more separate fast. Yeah.
Wow.
So
wow.
Thank God.
Thank God that the work has continued and it's Jesus who is on the move everywhere. And what a privilege it is just to hear about it and to be reported back to of they're still loving Jesus. Yeah. They're still walking with, they're still sharing the gospel. And I love what Colossians 1:6 says that, you know, the gospel that is bearing fruit all around the world, which I'm just so grateful for. Well, Ying, I'm so honored by hearing just this little bit of what you've shared. I know you've put it all together in a book called Tea for Tea, that I would love anyone who's listening to this to be able to go get either from the Tea for Tea website, or I'm assuming they can get it on Amazon as well. So maybe my final question for you would be, as you see, you know, living here in the States now, what is on your heart for the days to come, for 2021, for the Western Church? What do you feel like the Lord is leading us into in these days ahead? Obviously, with your experience all around the world, what do you feel like Jesus is leading his church in here in the West into in the days ahead?
Yeah, I can only talk to you during my daily prayer time, I'm very clearly to understand Jesus coming very soon.
Mm.
And we all know right now the situation, not only in the state, you know, not in the whole world, you know, the Satan never give up his work, you know, but our prayer is, you know, hope. Our prayer, we all send to God and listen, and need it very carefully, listen from the God, that the Holy Spirit can work in the final days. You know, we don't know the final days is when, but we know it's very soon. And right now, the whole world and the whole United States, I'm very sad. You know, people not recognize God, not obey God, and everything is wrong. You know, so like Jesus say, when I come in again, I cannot find faith, right?
Yes.
I cannot find faith, you know. So, and the Bible say, no one search God. No anyone search God. No, I talk to God. I believe in the state, in here, many, many people, they really regress and think about who we are. We need your help. We need to obey you. We need waiting for you, and we need to trust you. Even right now, the situation is really, we cannot control. We cannot say anything. You know, actually, like black can be white, right? So white can be black. So we never know. We
right.
never know. But we trust God. We
yes.
trust God. You know, so we not lose our faith. We pray.
Yes.
We trust God. You know, even anything we find in the outside, like no hope, but in our heart, we have Holy Spirit with us together. So we can work with the Holy Spirit. You know, we can got the final victory with Jesus
yeah.
together. You know, so we pray. We pray. Don't give up. Continue to pray. You know, let God can lead us, make the victory. Okay?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, Ying, even with that, for anyone who's listening to this, I would love it if you would just take, you know, 30 seconds. Could you just pray that? I'd love just for more people just to agree together in prayer over what you just shared, that the gospel and the love of Jesus and God himself would be preeminent. It would be, our hearts would be centered again on Jesus above everything else. So if would you be okay if you pray just for a moment, and that could be kind of
yeah.
a way to close our time?
Yeah. Yeah, thank you for you giving me the chance to again share my testimony, and we can pray for each other. Okay, let's pray.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much. We love you, and we know you love us. Your heart is big, and your love is everlasting love. You love us. Your hand is more strong than we think about. And you love us, will protect us, will save us. And your strategy is until the whole world, people, can hear you, can listen to you, can worship you. Thank God, because you love every single one. You don't want anyone pressed. It's your heart. We need to obey and trust you. We pray for the United States. We pray for the whole world, because you love us. You are our own God. We only obey you. Through Jesus' love, we receive Holy Spirit's power. Walk with us. Life with us. Give us new hope. We trust you. and until all human, all people can know you, can worship you. Thank you for blessing us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Ying, I'm so grateful again for the time and everything you've shared, and I love that's the step. It's God, we trust you. We trust you. No matter, we don't look just with our own eyes what we're seeing. We lift our eyes up to Him, and trust Him. Ying, again, thank you so much for being willing just to jump on this call and share everything that you did, and I hope that our paths get to cross sometime in the near future, knowing that you're just down the road.
Yeah, we hope we can meet sometime. Yeah,
I would love that. Okay, well, Ying, thank you again.
I hope
you have a wonderful evening.
Okay, you too. Okay.
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 Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us this week on the In Every Place podcast. To be notified of every new episode, hit the subscribe button wherever you choose to listen. If you found this story to be encouraging, please let us know by leaving a review and sharing this story with a friend.